Wolfgang, executive director of the Family Institute of Connecticut. And on the 46th anniversary of Roe versus Wade, a bipartisan group of lawmakers held a press conference in support of legislation that keeps with Connecticut's tradition of reproductive freedom. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Brad. Thank you for having me here on this cold day.
Well, you made it and you didn't melt.
It's nice and warm in here.
That's for sure. Now, as far as the legislation is concerned, how are you looking at all of this?
We're very concerned, Brad. You know, it's
I knew you were concerned.
Oh, yes.
That's why I wanted you on the program.
And I appreciate that. You know, it's cold outside, and there are people at the state capitol, I'm afraid, that have ice in their veins. That's how we feel about this legislation. You were reading from a news report that used the language of the proponents of the bill, all that flowery talk about reproductive freedom. What we're really talking about here is abortion. And we're talking about some of the most extreme abortion measures in the entire country. Connecticut is already one of the most pro-choice or pro-abortion states in the entire country. Our organization, Family Institute of Connecticut, we are pro-life. We believe that every unborn child should be protected in law and welcomed in life. That has not been the law in Connecticut, or really in the United States. I mean, you mentioned the Roe versus Wade anniversary. That was the U.S. Supreme Court decision 46 years ago that legalized abortion in all 50 states. And so in Connecticut, we've always had, since then, very strong pro-abortion laws. But what happened last week at that anniversary of Roe versus Wade was several activists and the legislators that they recently elected rolled out their legislative agenda for the year. Many of those bills are very pro-abortion. They want to make Connecticut even more pro-abortion. And the one that most concerns us, Brad, and not just the Family Institute, but other groups as well, is this bill that attacks pro-life pregnancy centers in the state of Connecticut. Pregnancy centers are these mostly volunteer-run organizations. They're faith-based. There's about 25 of them in the state of Connecticut.
25.
That's right. And they outnumber the abortion clinics now. Abortion has actually been declining both nationally and in the state of Connecticut. We used to have about 15,000 abortions in the state of Connecticut. We're down to about somewhere between 9 and 10,000. So the number of abortions per year, even in Connecticut, is dropping. And one of the reasons is because of these wonderful pregnancy centers. And by the way, these centers are not political. They don't get involved in lobbying normally the way the Family Institute does. They're not trying to overturn any laws. All they try to do is help women who are abortion-minded, who are in crisis pregnancies, who may choose to carry their baby to term. And so what the abortion industry, with the power that they have at our state capitol in Hartford, what they want to do, Brad, is they've rolled out this bill where they want to restrict the advertising of these pregnancy centers. And in some cases, they want to force them to hang signs on their walls that would actually dissuade their clients from seeking their help. You know, there was a similar, even worse law in California that was recently struck down by the U.S. Supreme Court. That law required the pro-life pregnancy centers to actually hang information on their wall to say where you can go to get free abortions. Now, they know not to try that in Connecticut because the U.S. Supreme Court ruled the other way. So what they're claiming is that these pregnancy centers are deceptive and they want to restrict their advertising. None of these pregnancy centers are deceptive, Brad. There's never been a single instance of a patient at one of these centers going to the Department of Consumer Protection or the Attorney General. I mean, we have laws already on the books for deceptive practices, and there's never been a single legitimate instance of someone going to a pregnancy center in Connecticut and saying, you know, I was defrauded and you know, I was misled by this pregnancy center. That's what the abortion people claim, the pro-abortion people. We think what's really going on here is their business is declining because of these the good work of these pregnancy centers. And so they want to use the heavy hand of the state to take out the competition.
Now, these pregnancy centers, the women go in there.
Yes.
And
So these are women in crisis pregnancies who are not sure whether or not they want to give birth to their child. They're on the fence. Maybe they'll have an abortion. Maybe they won't. They go to these pregnancy centers, and what the centers do is they talk to the women about the options that are available to them, and they get them services to help them if they choose to give birth to their child. They provide these services, they get them diapers. They get them, there's in some cases, there's safe houses. If you have a boyfriend who's beating you or in some way wants you to have the abortion and you don't want to do it, they actually have safe houses where they can place you so that you're in a safe place.
What's
and you can bring your child. Well, nothing's wrong with it except to the pro-abortion people, because what's wrong with it to them is you're taking away their business. That's money in the bank for them if they could have got that person in.
And you have noticed that this has happened.
Yeah, well, statistically, the abortion rate has declined. Abortion has dropped down to 9,000. We know that the abortion clinics don't like the competition from the pregnancy centers. That's why they're introducing these bills. It's part of a national campaign. They're doing this nationally. But here in Connecticut, they've targeted these very innocent pregnancy centers, and they've lied about them up at the state capitol and said that they're deceiving women. Let me give you a for instance, Brad, what they mean. If you've ever seen a sign in Connecticut or on a bus that says, "Pregnant, need help, call us." That's one of these pregnancy centers. Now, to the folks on the other side, a sign that says "pregnant, need help" is deceptive because the help doesn't include abortion. To them, that counts as deceptive advertising. That's what they're talking about. They're really talking about, it's a violation of our First Amendment right to free speech. They're really talking about putting pro-abortion politicians who disagree with us politically in charge of regulating our speech and deciding what will and will not be acceptable speech by pro-life centers.
That's what it's about.
That's what it's really about.
Well, I'll tell you something. We are running short on time here, but I want to get you back. Sit down and go over some of this in more detail with you, because there's just something there that just doesn't sound. Sound right.
Well, we love the Brad Davis Show at the Family Institute, and I'd love to come in regularly whenever you want me to.
Well, again, I want to talk out some of this that you didn't have time for today, but I want to find time for it because I want to hear the whole story.
Thank you so much, Brad.
Thank you.